Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
प्रेम सिखो सिद्ध से चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री हरि
श्री श्री हरे कृष्ण गोपीनाथ सांगसन हरे कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्री वृंदावन धाम
श्री नवदीप धाम
गुणमयी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी देवी समवेग All glories to the assembled Lord. All glories to the assembled Lord. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Maharaj. Gold Vimana.
Bhunja Prabhu Ki Jai.
That's not fair. Not after what you just did.
I'm not to be blamed. It's okay. אנחנו רוצים להודות לבוריג'אן. We want to thank Bhurijan that maybe for the fifth time he came to bless us. He's very advanced and sweet and humble and learned devotee.
Ridiculous.
And we feel he is our father, so we are so please accept all us as your children and take care of us.
ओम ज्ञानसमनंदस्य जनार्दनस्य चक्षु समिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन तदे स्वयं रूपकरणं ददति सर्वमन्त्रम्
As always, chanting Hare Krishna very sweetly and increasingly enthusiastically. Thank you. It's always such a pleasure for me to be here in the association of such good-hearted souls. Yes, good-hearted souls. It says, of course, in the Bhagavad Gita that we are not our bodies. That means this body that we naturally conceive of as ourself, this is not us. Dehenosmin yathadehe komaram novaram jara tathadehantara papya jiras tatra namuyate. It is such an incredible conception that the body, our body, the thing that we look in the mirror at and it looks back at us and we think this is me, this is not me. If anyone has ever seen the passing of a soul from the body, which is naturally called death, it is so obvious that the body is not the person. It is not the body that is us, and it is not the body that we love. when someone dies, we cry, although the body is still there, because the person has gone. The person has actually left. So therefore, we cry. But where has the person gone? Where has the soul gone? That we don't know. But it is clear that when there is a dead body, the life, the thing, the element that gives life to that body is gone. Now what Prabhupada came to teach us, which was none different from the ancient, most ancient Vedic knowledge, is that the person who gives life to the body is eternal. And we all each day witness the activities of that living force, that Chaitanya. We witness the activities of the soul as it acts within the body in this world, this temporary world. But the body is temporary, and everything within this world is temporary, but the soul is eternal. So what is the actual life of the eternal soul? Now we are confined within material bodies and material minds, and it is so frustrating because we are eternal. We are eternal souls. And we are frustrated by being trapped within these temporary confinements, meaning the body and the mind. So what is the actual life of the soul in eternity? That is how Prabhupada once explained that the book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the meaning of that book, the title of that book is Chaitanya Charita Amrita. Or Chaitanya means consciousness, and Amrita, and it means the activities. Charita means activities. The activities of the eternal soul in the eternal realm. That is what Prabhupada wanted us to experience, to know and experience, and that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. How, or rather, what the activities of the eternal soul are in the eternal atmosphere, and how to attain that. How to break free from the prison, how the soul can break free from the prison of the mind and the body, and how it can live in the eternal realm in relationship with Krishna forever. And that is the sweetness. That is the sweetness that everyone is longing for. It is their eternal life, their actual life, their actual identity in relationship with eternity. So right now, that seems very vague and abstract. It seems so far away. First of all, that I'm an eternal being, I'm an eternal soul, and then I have an eternal realm that I live in with an eternal person, Krishna. That seems so far away. So distant, and this world, and this body, and this temporary identity seems so real. It seems so real and near, and that spiritual talk seems just like talk. The spiritual realm, our spiritual identity seems so far. And what is illusory seems so near and so real. Now, which is real and which is illusion? If we took a vote within this world, practically everyone, there are the religionists who would theoretically perhaps say that there is a spiritual realm. But practically speaking, as everyone lives in this world, everyone is living as if the material world was all that there is. And the activities in the material world are everything. Now, what is the fault of that? The fault is that it is illusion. And if you try to hold on to illusion, it evaporates. It changes to smoke. It has no substance as you try to grasp onto it. And that is what the material world is actually like. And the trouble or the difficulty in accepting this material world as reality and how we conceive of the material world through our material mind, the difficulty in accepting that as reality is that we think that tomorrow is going to be just more or less just like today, a little bit different, hopefully a little bit better. And the next day is going to be the same, more or less. And the next day is going to be the same. And the next day is going to be the same. And on it's going to go, la-di-da, la-di-da. On next day after next day for, basically we think, forever. Even though we all know that it isn't going to go on forever, we all are living in this world of illusion as if it is. And this is foolishness. So there comes a time, and I see with myself that now I'm closer to 62 than 61, and I also think like this, oh yes, it's going to go on, it's going to go on, it's going to go on. But then one day, one finds out, uh-oh, it's not going on. I was just had the fortune, just actually not yesterday at this time, but the day before yesterday at this time, I was in Jagannath Puri. Raise your hand if you've been to Jagannath Puri. A very wonderful place. It's one of the three holy places, basically. There are many holy places, but especially for the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is one of the three holy places. And it is each of the places, Vrindavan, each of those three, Vrindavan, Sridhar Mayapur, and Jagannath Puri, they're all very, very special. And they all have a different taste, a different flavor to them, a different kind of sweetness to them. All are unlike the material world, very obviously so. But they all have their own flavor and sweetness. And one of the aspects of Jagannath Puri that is very unique is by the ocean. And when there is ocean, the waves go in so slowly and peacefully they crash to the shore, and it makes a very soothing sound. And then there is a beach there. And when there is a beach, and when there is Brizan, there is Brizan into the water. Because I grew up in New York, just by the ocean. And it brought just the taste of the salt water, and the fresh air. It brought such a natural happiness. And I was in the water, and when I was growing up, I used to think that I spent more time in the water than on the land. That's what my childhood was like, just playing in the water, playing in the water. And then I was back in this wonderful, and not only it was just the beach, it was a holy place too. So that was even more special. So I was in the water and playing in the taste of the salt, and I found myself being able to jump through the waves and even ride the waves just as if I was a young boy again. And it was so sweet, and it was so nice. And then I hurt my back, and I couldn't move for 4 days. You're all laughing. It's pretty funny, isn't it? But I understood, actually, that perhaps the mercy of Lord Jagannath in the holy land of Jagannath Puri was trying to tell me, amongst many things, one lesson, that I no longer have a young body. Even though inside I feel the same age, but I no longer have a young body. And one day, it's finished. And then where will I go? Well, according to the Bhagavad Gita, who knows the verse? Yam yam vapi svaram bhavam tyajan yante kalevram tam tam evaitikavya saratad bhava varata. This means that when we give up the body, when the soul actually leaves the body, where it goes is according to the mood. The bhava, sarata, means always, according to what is filling the consciousness when he's leaving. Now, one of the things that we saw while we were playing like children in the water, there was a flying fish. Have you ever seen a flying fish? Yeah, of course, where's Samananda? You've seen a flying fish. No, they don't have them in the Mediterranean. What is a flying fish? It jumps out of the water. And what is he probably thinking? I'm tired of swimming in the water. I wish I could fly. Well, would you like to fly or would you like to swim in the water? Would you like to be attached to that when you're leaving this body? What would you like? Where would you like to go? Well, if in fact you have a taste of the sweetness of Krishna consciousness and have a well-developed relationship with Krishna, if we actually have developed love for Krishna in this life, then we can actually go to Krishna and live there as souls eternally. But is that what we want? Or do we want to fly like a fish or like a bird? Or would we rather have all the frustrations that we experience in this life due to the limitations of our body and mind? Would we like to reverse those? Would we like to have more money, more stronger, more beautiful, more handsome, more athletic, more musical, more intelligent, more this, more that? What would we like? Well, whatever it is, if we're attached to that, we can take on a body like that. This is the basic ABC philosophical points of Krishna consciousness. Did you ever notice that even in this life, we're born, we're young, just like some of us are younger than others. When children are really little, maybe not that little, but even, yeah, when they're that little, how big is a little one? If you, this is
two.
Okay. So or a baby in the crib or in the mother's arms, they don't really display who they are yet, but as they grow older, their desires begin to manifest, the desires from their previous life that they were attached to, that which they were attached to begins to manifest in this life. And one person, one soul in a particular body will want this type of a thing, and another soul in another body will want that type of a thing. It's not equal. It's not the same at all. Why? Why is it that Mozart, the famous symphony composer, I think, how old was he when he composed his first symphony? 5 years old, that's what I thought. How is that possible?
How old are you, Talal? Are you 5 yet? Can you compose a symphony?
It's quite amazing, a 5-year-old boy composing a symphony. How is that possible? Well, I could tell you how it's possible. There is an old man with a great long beard, and he's trying to compose symphonies, and he's expert, and he wants to compose still one more, another one, a better one. And then one day, and he has his consciousness, his mind fixed on that. And he grows up, and when he's first born, he looks just like any other little child, a baby. And then after 1 year, those desires and that impressions and that God-given ability starts to manifest just like a seed. All seeds, if you put 10,000 different seeds together, many of them look so similar. But then, as you water them and you plant them, they begin to manifest their individuality, what they turn into, what they actually are. So Mozart, after 5 years, the seed of his desire sprouts, and he composes a symphony at the age of 5. Now, as one gets older, and one's turning 62, one naturally starts thinking, well, what do I have? What am I really trying to hold on to in my life? What do I really want? Is it really to develop pure love for Krishna and go to Krishna? Or what else is there hidden away in the cave of my heart? And one really starts thinking about using his life properly and how to use it and what is really to be gained from life. So, obviously, one shouldn't, it's not best to begin thinking about what is to be gained in life at 62. But the Bhagavatam teaches that tarappa dhruvam artadam, that as soon as one sort of becomes awake in one's consciousness, as soon as one becomes a little bit awake and starts thinking, well, what is life really for, and what can I really achieve, and what should I really focus my consciousness on, because it's very important, because this is going to be my future. We take education when we're young, because that will guarantee us something of the future. So parents, therefore, want the best education for their children, because that's the best thing they can do to guarantee a good life for the future, for their lives, the grown-up child. So therefore, what should we place in our consciousness soon as we are awake, a bit awake, to think that life actually has a purpose, and that what my consciousness is attached to when I'm leaving this world, that's going to determine my future. So when we become a little awake like that, we should really think deeply about what is valuable to us. And what, even though we may have a tendency for that isn't so valuable, what to do about that? Anyway, you know what I mean. How to use one's life. And this is the basic teaching that Prabhupada gave us from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from his spiritual master, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should use our life in a very responsible way. Prema Pumarto Mahan. And the great thing, the ultimate that should be gained in life, that can be gained in life, is to actually develop love for Krishna. To actually develop love for Krishna. And that he is so tangible in our life. He is so real in our life that this world seems very, very temporary and changing, like fog. And that, and our relationship with Krishna, is so real, completely real. At least you have a good ring. That's Gadadhar Prabhu. What's that? Did I catch it right?
No, the Skyliner.
Yeah, that's Gadadhar. Yeah. It's about Sachi Sutta Astak. That one, yes? It's really a nice one. That's one of my favorites. So, going back to Jagannath Puri, tomorrow, Krishna willing, even right now, I brought some things for everyone from Jagannath Puri. But some of them are quite edible. There's prasadam from Jagannath Puri, but it's Ekadasi today, so tomorrow night I'd like to give that out. And some other things as well too. Especially things for the little ones. Tomorrow, if you come tomorrow, I have something for you. I have something very special for you. If you come tomorrow.
Ask what?
Yeah.
Ask what?
Oh. I'll tell you. I will tell you. Tomorrow. Do you have time or are you too busy? If you come tomorrow, I'll give you one.
It will take it here.
Okay. Anyway, if you do have time, I'll be here. Or you can delegate someone to be your representative. I think he's tired.
Is it true?
And tomorrow perhaps we'll talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe we'll have a Leela Kirtan. We'll see what we'll do tomorrow. We'll talk about something, maybe about the spiritual significance of Jagannath Puri. Very special place. There's a Sanskrit word, Tirtha. Have you heard that? Do you know that word? Tirtha. What does Tirtha mean? A holy place, yes. Tirtha means a holy place. But its literal meaning is very interesting. It means a threshold. How do you say threshold?
Iftar.
What does it mean? What does a threshold mean?
Just by crossing it, you are entering into a new realm.
Yes. So a tirtha, a holy place, is in this world, just like the threshold. Is in between there's a door, and the door is the threshold to inside the house. So these holy places are thresholds to the spiritual world. And you can get a glimpse, it's easier to get a glimpse of the spiritual world from a tirtha or a holy place. It's sort of like the elements from the other side come through and you can perceive them even though you're on this side. That's what it's sort of like. And depending, of course, of how spiritually perceptive we are, we can perceive more or less of these holy places. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, everywhere he looked, he would see Krishna and Vrindavan. So tomorrow, Krishna willing, we shall talk a little, do something, say something about Jagannath Puri, because it's fresh in my mind, and we'll have some prasadam from there too. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments or anything? Chanting Hare Krishna, so as it is, turns any place into a tirtha, a holy place. In the same way, is that something from the other side is perceivable. And it's very easy to sort of cross a little bit beyond the boundary, and therefore we feel happy. And suddenly the great cloud, I mean sometimes the mind is so heavy that it doesn't, you can chant Hare Krishna and you don't get out of the realm of the mind. But after a while, usually, something lifts. And as soon as the lifts, the mind lifts, then it's such a relief. And you feel so happy.
How this relief refers to temporary relief or an eternal relief?
If you get a glimpse of eternal relief, but it's more than just relief. Relief from the heaviness of the mind that comes, but it's like, it's like if you are being burdened by a debt of $7,000 or $700,000, say, and you're carrying that on your mind, and then someone just gives you $1 million or $1 billion. So you automatically get relief, but you also get so much more. So the so much more that we get a glimpse of, which is, we get a distant taste of love for Krishna. And that automatically bestows upon us some relief if we can chant a little bit and get out of the mind. So it's temporary, because what happens is when we stop and the mind comes right back on top again, and we have to deal with all that again. And so it can be temporary, but if we can cross beyond the threshold and keep our relationship with Krishna awake, it's eternal. We can live actually in this world in our relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada was like that, and therefore being with him was so amazing, because there was such a sweetness in his presence that was the sweetness of a soul living in his relationship with Krishna. And it was so tasty to be in his association, even though he might not even be doing much on one level, because he was so awake and alive inside in that very sweet realm. You could taste that, and you wanted it. You wanted to taste what he was tasting, and you wanted to be with him. He was like that 24 hours a day. Quite wonderful. And we are just beggars, trying to get a little bit. Are there beggars in Israel?
No.
Huh?
Yes.
probably in this room. There's a lot of them. Oh, Krishna, please. Oh, please help me.
We want to come to the spiritual world as Akinchana. Akinchana Gochara? No, Krishna is Akinchana Gochara. We want to be qualified as beggars.
Possess nothing in this world. But that means we don't take the things of this world as our shelter. We may possess externally millions and millions of dollars or checks or whatever, but we don't place our mind in them as they are ours, or this is my goal. But if we can somehow hold on to the holy names in that way, then we'll be so happy. Any other questions or comments?
Any difference between Tirtha and Dham?
Basically the same. The Dham means the place where the Lord descends, a holy place in which the Lord Himself has descended. So Jagannath Puri is a Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, so many Dhams. A place where the Lord has descended. Any other questions or comments? So there's a real challenge in life. Life is meant to develop love for Krishna. Is that true or is it not true? Please just find out. Any other questions or comments?
Is there a difference begging the mercy from Krishna and the spiritual master?
It's like that question is like, is there a difference between taking $1,000 from the bank or the bank teller? Is there a difference between getting $1,000 from the bank and getting $1,000 from the bank teller? That's the same. That's the process of taking money from the bank. And even if the bank teller is a poor person himself, still, because he has that position, all the money can come through him. Because where does it, in a very elevated person, where does he get? What is the cause of his elevation? His consciousness is very deep. That means there's Krishna and Radha and Krishna in the heart. So there's no difference. That's his treasure. He shares his treasure with you. When someone is wealthy and shares his treasure, for someone who's in need, or many, many people he shares his treasure with, then such a person is loved by everyone because of his generosity of spirit. And if a person is not generous, but selfish with what he has, a miser, that person will not be loved by anyone. So to have generosity of heart, generosity of spirit, is what it means to be a Vaishnava, a devotee. And wonderfully, that even a poor person, if he shares, even thinking, I'm sharing what I don't have, somehow or another, miraculously, he himself becomes wealthy. That's one of the mysteries of spiritual life. Not only in Krishna consciousness, but even just in any type of a teaching. When you teach, how many of you are teachers? That's the wonder of teaching. That's why it's so wonderful to be a teacher, because you end up gaining so much by your giving. We should all become teachers. That was actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Amara agyai guru hai tare desh. On my order, he said, teach and save and help people. There's so many. So people are suffering so much. But how could I save and help anyone? I'm also suffering. But, so therefore, take something, and what you really find is valuable, try to give it to others. Otherwise, what happens is that all day long, if we don't give to others, all day long we're just thinking about ourselves, and oh, I need this, and I need this, and this problem, and that problem, and I need this, and I need that. But if we just learn to find out what we have, whatever little it is, even if it's only a very, very little bit, and we share it with others. Prabhupada once said that if all you can say, he was talking about preaching, if all you can say is this chanting is very good, I like it. Or if you could say, oh, the people who chant Hare Krishna, they're nice. If that's actually your realization, if you actually say that, it will have power. So that's also an interesting exercise. Because we've been all chanting for a different amount of times in this life. And we're all sitting here, and we have different, completely differing commitments to Krishna consciousness. But whoever we are, and whatever our realization and thought is, consider what it is that you actually think is true about it. Whatever level, even if it's, oh, when I chant Hare Krishna, when I chanted Hare Krishna that one time I felt more happy, even if it's something very simple. But what's the level of your actual realization? Do you follow what I mean? You know, in an honest way, not to tell others, but just between you and you. Just for yourself, what is it? What do you actually believe? What do you accept? Not just faith, that you've read it somewhere and I know it's true because I've read it. But what do you actually personally believe and have experienced? That if someone says, well, that's not true, I don't believe it, you say, well, I experience it. I experience it as clearly as I experience this flower in front of me. So whatever that realization is, if we share that with others, in some way it will grow. or if, even if we just become aware of it ourselves, something like that, and hold it tightly, it will also grow. Any other questions or comments? Or thoughts? Or realizations? Or
I thought that when I will stop to be a cheater, I will become a teacher.
That's heavy.
At least he's not cheating anymore.
Huh?
At least he's not cheating anymore.
She's, instead of cheating, she's feeding.
She's what?
Feeding.
Feeding.
Yes.
But I'm trying to think of how to respond to that. because when one decides I want to be a devotee and I want to love Krishna, it's like cleaning a room that's very dark and you haven't cleaned in 20 or 30,000 years. And the first thing you do is turn on the light. And you see how dirty it actually is. So, then what do? You have to start cleaning. So, putting in metaphorical terms, consciousness refers to light. So we put our consciousness on our own consciousness, introspection, and naturally we're going to see that there is so much dirt there. And naturally we want to clean it. But yet, even after we've cleaned it for a while, because our consciousness is on that, we'll see still so much dirt is there. So if you wait till there's not one little drop of dirt, speck of dirt, before you help others, then it will never happen. It will never happen. So sometimes we're not the best judge of our own consciousness, whether we should teach or not teach. So sometimes we have to, if we get the order to teach, even though we feel ourselves cheaters and very unqualified, still we have to do it. What do you think of that?
I agree.
Oh, very good. So when will you start teaching? You're already teaching. That sounds like India. Tomorrow, yes, tomorrow. No, there's something else to do. But that's a very humble statement. Thank you. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it explains how humility and prema bhakti are exactly the same. You should get a new ring. Give him your ring. When Tal's phone goes off in the office, they say, "Oh, that's Tal. That's all right." Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much. So I hope whoever can come tomorrow, I hope we will all meet together and sing together. So nice singing with so many old friends.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.